I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, World Cup starts in about 6 weeks. We'll hear about how the competition is shaping up, as well as some of the off-field controversies that are making headlines. That's in just a few minutes. But first, we want to talk about a looming issue in healthcare. Chances are when you go to the doctor, it's not the doctor taking your health history or giving you a physical exam and maybe not even prescribing your medication. It might be a nurse practitioner. That's because when it comes to primary care, there is a critical shortage of physicians. The nurses are much in demand. They are seeking more independence away from the watchful eye of the doctor to get their work done. Now, we've previously discussed the shortage in primary care physicians, so now we're turning our focus to the other side of the question, a potential solution. Here with us is Kenneth Miller. He is director of the School of Nursing for the University of Delaware. He was also an independent nurse practitioner in New Mexico. He's also past president of the American College of Nurse Practitioners and currently the group's treasurer. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So I think many people, probably most people, know what a nurse is. So what's the difference between a nurse and a nurse practitioner?
A nurse practitioner is actually a registered nurse who has had advanced education and advanced clinical training. And the purpose of using nurse practitioners is so they can do acute and chronic care. If you look at the data that we have out there, there are approximately 55% of the practitioners that are turned out every year are family nurse practitioners. And we're turning out 3.5 times as many family nurse practitioners as the physicians are turning out family practice docs.
So tell me why were you attracted to this field?
I was attracted to it simply because of the autonomy and because I wanted to work directly with patients and be able to assess patients, be able to diagnose, be able to treat and to prescribe.
And now what is it that nurse practitioners are seeking in the way of more, what is it, more recognition, more autonomy? What?
I think it's a combination of things. I think most of them want more autonomy. There are 28 states this year that are going in for enhancing their scope of practice. One of the things that we have shown ever since the practitioner movement began back in the 1970s and 1960s is the fact that nurse practitioners can provide quality care at a convenient place and at a price that is equal to what docs provide. The other issue associated with that is that all the studies have shown that nurse practitioners perform as well as, or in some cases, better than a family practice docs.
What's the argument against it? Is it that it would be confusing, or that the training is simply not the same? It's just simply not as rigorous?
The training is we have an additional 2 years after a baccalaureate degree, so there's additional 2 years in terms of the field that we go into. I think with any type of healthcare provider, one of the things that you have to look at is what are going to be the outcomes from what they're doing? All the outcome data shows that we're equivalent to or equal to what the family practice docs are doing.
But I think one argument would be that 2 years of post-baccalaureate education can't compare to 4 years of medical school. So how could they be comparable?
Actually, it can, because we have 4 years of nursing, basic nursing education. Then we have an additional 2 years at the master's level. And with the new Doctor of Nursing Practice program that's out there, those programs can go anywhere from 2 to 5 years in length.
The other issue, and I don't know how significant an issue this is for you and for other members of your profession, is that you have a doctorate. And some people call people with a doctorate a doctor as a matter of course. It's a style issue for some news organizations. For example, at NPR, the style issues that we only use doctor for medical doctors per se with an MD degree. That's, you know, it's one of those issues. But and some people, you know, like that and some people don't. Feel strongly about it. But do you feel strongly about being called doctor? Is that something that you feel is appropriate and necessary? Is that a big bone of contention for you?
For me personally, it is not. When I go in and introduce myself, I always introduce myself as I'm Ken Miller. I'm a nurse practitioner. I think there are some instances, and if you look back at the history, doctor has been used by many, many different disciplines. First in academia many years ago, you have dentists who use it, you have pharmacists who use it, you have veterinarians who use it, And nobody ever confuses any of those roles. So I think what I have seen most nurse practitioners do is they'll go in and say, hi, my name is Dr. Ken Miller. I'm a family nurse practitioner. And that kind of differentiates it right there.
And we only have about a minute left. Okay. So, Dr. Miller, how is this issue going? As we know, this whole question of how patients will be cared for, particularly given this new healthcare legislation and whether there'll be enough physicians to treat them, is a very present and pressing issue. Where's this issue going?
I think the issue is going to be resolved because I think in the next 3 to 5 years, nurse practitioners are going to be the gateway for primary care in this country.
Kenneth Miller is treasurer of the American College of Nurse Practitioners. He's director of the School of Nursing for the University of Delaware. He has a doctorate, as we mentioned, and he was kind enough to join us here in our Washington, D.C. studio. Well, keep us posted if you would. Thank you so much
okay.
for joining us.
Thank you.